Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Google has added fast pair Bluetooth device syncing for accessories to Android and promises it'll arrive for Chromebooks in 2019. Fast pair automatically pairs accessories to any device logged into your Google account, meaning your headphones can automatically be paired to your new phone if you get a new phone. The fast pair spec uses Bluetooth low energy for discovery, while classic Bluetooth is used for the actual pairing. Google is working with manufacturers like Bose, Anker, and Qualcomm to add fast pair support to accessories. AWS Ground Station launched to make it easier for satellites to send data back to Earth. AWS CEO Andy Jassy says it's the first fully managed ground station as a service, moving data from satellites into AWS data centers. Customers will pay per minute of downlink time. AWS has two stations ready this week, with 12 set to be operational by middle of next year. AWS is also partnering with Lockheed Martin on a network of low-cost ground-based antennas to capture satellite data and move it into the network. Google has changed the name of its cellular service from Project Fi to Google Fi. The service used to only let you activate a SIM on a select number of phones that supported Fi's multi-carrier feature that runs on T-Mobile, Sprint, and U.S. Cellular. Now, Google Fi will let you activate on most Android and iPhones, with the caveat that most of those will only get service from T-Mobile. The Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon plans to sell software that can scan medical records and make suggestions on treatment or ways to save money. Amazon particularly believes it has trained its algorithms to handle idiosyncratic abbreviations used in doctor's notes. Amazon has similar software used for travel booking and general customer service. Sources tell The Washington Post and CNET that Google CEO Sundar Pichai will testify before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee on December 5th. Pichai will be asked questions regarding bias against conservative views at Google. Pichai will likely also be asked about Project Dragonfly, which is exploring the idea of launching a search engine in China. LG announced that Brian Kwan, head of its profitable TV, audio, and PC business, will take over as head of LG's less-than-profitable mobile phone business starting December 1st. Kwan will remain head of LG's home entertainment business while he does so. LG's current mobile head, Huang Jianghuan, will lead the company's Convergence Business Development Office. LG President and CFO David Jung will take on more day-to-day responsibilities as CEO Joe Seong-jin focuses more on strategy and planning for the future. Organizers announced Wednesday that CeBIT Hanover 2019 has been canceled due to declining attendees and exhibitors. Onura Ogubaku of Deutsche Messe AG, which ran the trade fair, said there will be no more CeBIT in Germany in the future. Sources tell The Hollywood Reporter that YouTube plans to scale back original scripted programming starting in 2020. YouTube's Robert Kinsel says the company is shifting toward free viewing of originals. YouTube is testing plans where premium subscribers get episodes early or extended cuts. South Korea's Ministry of Science and ICT and its National Election Commission said they will develop a blockchain-based online voting system by December. The NEC previously ran an online voting system called K-Voting. Blockchain would be used for voter authentication and result saving. The system will be tested in surveys conducted by Seoul National University's Blockchain Society and Korea Internet and Security Agency to determine whether it can be used for online voting. New Zealand's Government Communications Security Bureau has rejected an application by Telecom Spark New Zealand to use 5G equipment from Huawei due to a network security risk. Intelligence Services Minister Andrew Little told Reuters that Spark could work with the agency to mitigate the risk. Huawei said it will actively address any concerns and work together to find a way forward. Bird Scooters has launched a service called Bird Platform that will let entrepreneurs buy scooters and rent them out under a separate brand name. Users of the Bird Platform also get access to Bird's chargers and mechanics, and Bird takes a 20% cut of the cost of each ride in exchange. Bird will roll out Bird Platform in December in select cities where it already operates. Finally, 9to5 Google reports that Google showed off its Fuchsia operating system at the Bluetooth Special Interest Group's Unplug Fest in Berlin at the end of October. The events are confidential and let engineers from various companies try out their Bluetooth implementations. Code committed to Android's Garrett source code management indicated Fuchsia was demonstrated receiving Bluetooth connections from Android devices. Fuchsia is believed to be a potential replacement for both Chrome OS and Android. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.